W-O-N-Y Oneon.
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to W-O-N-Y 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
Who's that again? I don't know that number.
Please hold for a very important
and
message.
And skip. You can skip robocalls, but don't skip your well visits and recommended vaccines. They help protect you. So ask your doctor or pharmacist about any recommended vaccines you may need. Really? Again? And skip.
A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Oh, hi guys. Can you hear me? Hi. Hello everyone, my name is An. I'm your DJ on air. It is 7 p.m., which means it's time for my show, What Is For Dinner? I hope you guys are all excited. I'm excited just because I love you guys so much. That's a lie. I'm not lying. I always tell the truth. What's on the menu tonight? That's a good question. What is for dinner? Well, let's not get too deep into it because we do have a whole 30 minutes. And we'll get into it. But a little sneak peek, we'll be talking about some gluten tonight, guys. Any bread fans, maybe turn that dial up right now. Maybe crash your car so you can just listen to the radio instead while listening to the EMTs. And on the wave for tonight, whoa. Guys, I got excited because we're going to be listening to some new wave. I hope you guys are excited too. So we're going to get right to that in a second. I got one song for you that I'm going to play because I need to get ready. And I love you guys. So this is Shy Girl Wifey Rhythm. I'll be right back after the song, guys, okay? Please enjoy.
You know I'm wifey. I love to get my tits nicely. Look too good, but stay back quietly. Wanna be mine? That won't be likely. Call me Bundy, boy is mine. Hold me close more than one time. Two like me, you just won't find. Two wifey, boy, don't hit my line.
You like me the way I am. Don't need to change a thing. Too busy hustling, but baby, you come by the ring.
Don't wanna make it fall way too quick. Known to make the boys cry.
Okay, guys, that was Wifey written by Shy Girl, Feet Georgia Smith, and Sad Boy Clean. I was actually kind of surprised. I wasn't expecting that song to be good, but I kind of liked it. What do you guys think? Okay, I'm not going to give you any time to respond there. Let's get straight to it. And by straight to it, let's start with a little chit-chat first, because I feel like I haven't been able to have a full hour with you guys, and I really miss you guys. Hopefully, last week, you guys were listening to our alumni weekend, and you heard some of the alumni play some music, and it was beautiful. I hope you guys were there. I hope everyone who was at WONI, the WONI formal last night, had a great time. I was there, got to chat with a lot of the WONI heads. It was beautiful. I loved you guys all. To everyone who did the karaoke, beautiful voice. Don't quit your day job, though. Just jokes, of course. What else? Oh, starting right after my show, actually, at 8 p.m., we will be having Vinylthon. If you don't know what Vinylthon is, we will have 24 full hours of music straight from record. I feel like it's kind of self-explanatory. We're just going to be playing vinyl, like physical media, for 24 hours. So it's going to start tonight at 8 p.m., and it's going to end tomorrow at 8 p.m., so from the 12th to the 13th, because today is the 12th, and it'll end on the 13th. I also have two slots during that time. I have a 5 a.m. to 7, which I know if you're on campus, you're not going to be up listening to that. I don't know why you would. Maybe if you're old and like you're driving to work early, you might be listening to that. Shout out to my old people. But I also have a reasonable hour at 5 p.m. Sunday, so more reasonable, and also kind of around dinner time, 5 to 7 p.m., on the 13th, which is tomorrow. So please listen. I will be playing vinyl. I don't know what I'm going to play yet, but I'll be playing something. Thank you to my dad, who mailed me all of the vinyls in the mail, and I was really scared that they would all explode and crash and wouldn't get here and we lose tons of money, but it didn't. I got it safely. Also, shout out because he just texted me mom made sheep emoji, drooling emoji, licking, I don't know what emoji that is, licking tongue, smiling tongue. Anyways, that means that mom made lamb, and I'm really jealous because the food here today particularly was really not, I don't want to say bad, it was not great. And the only reason I say that is because I went to Will's this morning, and again, I'm sorry to all the Will's lovers, I can't get with it. I'm trying my hardest, I can't. Let me digress, because this is supposed to be an episode about bread, and I don't want to turn it into another complaining about Will's episode, but I will. Pun intended. What else? Yeah, make sure to tap into Vinylthon. I'll be here next Saturday. Shout out to everyone who went to the WONI formal. And I hope you guys all saw the Minecraft movie. I don't know. All right, let's get into it so that I can have an appropriate amount of time to discuss the bagels, and then I can like get distracted and talk about other things on this campus, and then we can play some music. On the menu tonight, let me look at the thing we have. If you were here last time, I was playing like some more electronic. Was that the day before, week before last? I don't know, but anyways, last time I was playing some electronic music because it was alumni weekend, and they're like spinning vinyl and CDs, and you know, they all graduated in the 70s, and you know, they're probably not listening to like Biba Doobie, you know, not that Biba Doobie is electronic, but you know what I mean. They're not listening to Skrillex or anything. So that I played some of that today. Usually I would have gone the same direction because it's going to be Vinylthon. But I just really been wanting to play this music for a while, so there's no excuse. I'm going to play, like, what do I have? So a lot of new wave. I have some Oingo Boingo on here, some Kaja Goo Goo, if we can get to it. Just a little trailer, which, again, is not really... Some of them are remastered, but they're not really, like, up to date, you know? But I didn't want to put it off any longer. I really wanted to listen to this music, so that's what we're going to be listening to tonight. Okay? All right, bread. Not just any bread, though, specifically bagels. And if you're wondering why I'm talking about bagels today, yesterday, I met my roommate for next fall semester. She was telling me that she's from Long Island. And, of course, what do you associate with Long Island without other than... w- w- I don't want to out myself because if you go to the school, you know that there is a majority of Long Islanders on the campus. I'm not from Long Island. I'm from Syracuse, which is not a huge city, but it's not Long Island. So there's some differing opinions there. Let me just say this. Shout out to all the people on campus who are from Long Island for the bagels. And we're going to move on. So anyways, what do you think about Long Island when you think Long Island? I think beaches and bagels, probably bagels first, even though I do really love the beach. Okay, here's my thing. If you have never lived in Long Island, if you've never been there, if you've never had a bagel from Long Island, don't go there to eat a bagel. Because you're going to eat the bagel from Long Island, and then you're going to go back to, like, Mississippi, and you're going to go, the bagels here are just not good as in Long Island. Now, I'm not a bagel connoisseur. You know, I can't say I've traveled the country looking for the best bagels. But the best bagels I've had were in Long Island. I don't know where specifically, but, like, I feel like, really, you could throw a rock, a very heavy rock that would only get, like, maybe 12 inches away from where you're standing, and you'd probably hit a bagel shop that was decent if you are in Long Island. That's just how I feel. There's something, and I live in Syracuse, and I always thought that the bagels in Syracuse were, like, all right. Like, I always thought, like, okay, yeah, Syracuse bagel, like, delicious, right? You know, I go to Long Island for vacation, I come back, I get a bagel, and it was, no disrespect to any of the bagel makers in Syracuse, but it was, like, it was flat, it was pasty, it was tiny. I want everyone to know this. It was very tiny. It was a tiny bagel. The bagels I had in Long Island were huge. Sorry, I stepped away from the mic because I really had to scream that. They were huge. Like, size of your face bagel. So that just really hurt. And I'm still kind of getting over the loss. The like, innocence of me. Like, I lost my innocence. Like, guys, I just realized the bagels in my hometown were not good. And you can't really come back from that. That was really hard. I'm still not over it. But that's why I'm on a radio show. So it's like free therapy. You just talk to the void. I'm still not over that bagel incident, guys, and I never will be. So that's enough of me being sad that the bagels in my hometown aren't good. Let's move on. What kind of bagel do you guys like? What kind of cream cheese? Like, let's get into the bagel talk. I'll start with my favorite. Well, actually, pause. Before I tell you my favorite, everyone close their eyes. Yes, even if you're driving on the highway, close your eyes right now and imagine the perfect bagel to you. Okay, now open your eyes. If you haven't crashed yet, good job. I want you to know, I don't know where I'm going with this. I just feel like a visualized bagel. Well, I guess you could say this about all food, but I think food that is so easily customizable is beautiful, because that bagel you visualized in your mind, like, that's native to you. You know, you, chances are you probably have, like, the same bagel order as someone else, but if you don't, how beautiful is that? So this is what I get on my bagel. I get, okay, an everything egg bagel. Now, I have a couple bagel choices. This is my only one, okay? I have several. Everything egg bagel. And this is important. You need to get it toasted. A lot of people will go straight for the cream cheese. No. Do not give me a cold bagel with cold cream cheese. Are you crazy? No. Toasted. And second of all, it needs to have butter. Now, you may be wondering, butter and cream cheese? Yes. You're already eating a bagel. That's equivalent of, like, an entire slice of, like, a loaf of bread. Give me the butter and the cream cheese, okay? Like, get the cold fridge bagel out of my face. Toast it dark, butter it heavy, and cream cheese. Now, I want everyone to know, I'm kind of like, we've talked about cream cheese pretty extensively on the show before, but that was in the context of sweets. now what we're talking about cream cheese in the savory sense, pretty much disregard everything I said about the cream cheese in the sweet context. Cream cheese in the savory context is so good. And I'm sorry to sharpen my S's, but it's so... It's delicious, is what I'm trying to say to you. I always get scallion cream cheese because I love onions. I love onions and garlic. So scallion is usually my go-to. I don't like mine plain. I've never had, like, lox on a bagel, but I've had, like, the salmon, you know, smoked salmon cream cheese. That's very delicious, and it really gives a nice savory side that you would only get if you got, like, a breakfast sandwich or something, you know? With the dill, if you get, cream cheese with dill in it is also really good. I feel like cream cheese that's seasoned, even just plain, is so versatile. You know, you put that on crackers. I've put cream cheese on several sandwiches before, and it's very good. If you are ever making a sandwich and you're like, man, I don't have any cheese, try cream cheese, or try cream cheese and the regular cheese you would put on it. It will really add a nice layer of deliciousness that you wouldn't get without the cream cheese. So try that and let me know. So yeah, I usually get scallion. If you guys have been to Latte Lounge here in Oneonta, they have a chili, it's a chili garlic cream cheese. I found that quite enjoyable, actually. Nice. I can't do super spicy stuff, but it's cream cheese, so you're not eating like a ghost pepper. It was nice and spicy, it had a very nice garlic taste, and it was good on the bagel. Delicious. Loved it. So try that. If I saw anyone... Cream cheese, great. Anything you put garlic next to, like, it's instant, like, I don't know if you guys hear me snap, like, instant 10. Like, garlic chips, I'm in there. Like, maybe not garlic soda, but I would give it a try, you know? So I'm an onion and garlic guy. I really appreciate that. So that's it for cream cheese. Not it. Again, I could go on and on and on and on and on and on about the cream cheese, but I just want everyone to know I love cream cheese. You can use it on practically anything. It's delicious. And, let's talk about, we did talk about sweet cream cheeses a while ago, but I also feel like, we were talking about desserts. No, I guess that counts. Okay, do you guys think that, like, strawberry cream cheese is the same as, like, cream cheese frosting? Because they're obviously different, you know, but like they're both a cream cheese that is sweet. Like, if push comes to shove, like, let's say like the strawberry cream cheese you get at like Dunkin' Donuts that's like super sweet, you could put that on a cake. I would eat it because that's like, that's very sweet. Let me know about that one, guys. I'll think about that one, and I'll update you later, okay? Yeah. Okay, moving on. So we had a nice hot minute for cream cheese discussion. Let's talk about the bagel side of things. I love a bagel, guys. I'm so sorry. I love bread. I love food. I know that's kind of the point of the show. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know what it is about an egg bagel. It's like, it's not too much different from a regular bagel, but it is. It's like more rich. I don't know how to say. It's like a little more buttery to me or something like that. You know, the funny thing is I love food, but I don't really have the word to describe food. All I know is that I like it more than a regular bagel. If egg everything is not available, which if you're not in Long Island, it probably won't be, I don't go. Let's say we're in a bagel store that has pretty much a wide variety, a fair amount of bagel choices here. If they don't have an everything egg bagel, I'm not jumping to the plain egg. I'm moving on. I've moved on from the egg. I'm going to new heights. If the everything egg is not there, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm thinking about bagels and I'm burping. Everyone chill. Okay. If the everything egg is not there, I'm moving on. And this is going to sound a little crazy. The onion salt bagel. Or is it rosemary salt? I'm trying to think if it's onion salt or rosemary salt. Well, either way, a bagel that has salt on it, and either, like, okay. Because here's the thing. If you get a bagel that has salt sprinkled on top, and you might only get this at, like, really fancy bagel spots, that's when you come in with a sweet cream cheese to offset the saltiness. Because a bagel by itself isn't very, like, salty. You know, a bagel itself is sweet. It's a sweet bread. That's why you use the sweet sour, that's why you use a salty cream cheese for it. But when you add the salt on it, especially if it's like kind of thick salt, then, you know, it kind of overpowers the sweetness of the bagel. So you need to balance it back out with the sweet cream. Do you guys understand? I hope you guys are getting it. So if that's not available, and it just kind of goes like whatever I'm feeling from there, like onion bagel, okay, garlic bagel, yeah. I love a sesame seed bagel. And some people might hate on me. I don't think anyone will actually hate on me. This is pretty regular. I really do enjoy a poppy seed bagel. I feel like, okay, first of all, it's messy. So, you know, that's, you know, but I don't care. If you, food should be messy anyways. It's okay. So I'll get a poppy seed. It just adds like a little crunch and something about the poppy seeds I just love. I really love it. I can't describe it. See, this is not helping, guys, because I love food, but I don't know what words I can use to describe it. It's like peppery and, ooh, it's like, like little, Yeah. Yeah, you guys get it. You get it. Yeah. Poppy seed. There's not really any bagel I will deny. Oh, okay. I lied. There is one bagel I will deny. And I'm sorry to all the people who love this, but, not a rye bagel, but it's like the rye bagel that has the seeds on it. I don't know what they are. They're like caraway seeds or like rye seeds. Anyways, it's not like the brown bagel. You know how rye bread is like brown. It's like regular, but it has those like, I don't know. I'm just not into it. It has a somewhat medicinal taste to it. And like, it's not the worst thing in the world. Like, of course I'll eat it with like cream cheese. But I have a very vivid memory. I wish I should have done a little research because I can't remember the name of this bagel. I have a very distinct memory as a kid getting a bagel and it had those little like oblong oval like sort of greenish gray brown seeds on it. And they tasted really bad. So I very vividly remember spending like an hour picking the seeds off that bagel so I could eat it. But like the gross flavor was still there. So, I just kind of ruined it for me. I know that's not really a great reason, but, you know, your childhood can be traumatic, and spending 30 minutes, that's like an hour in kid time, that's probably like 2 hours in kid time, you know, picking seeds off a bagel, that's rough, because I also liked bagels as a kid, so I was like, why did they ruin this beautiful bagel with these horrible seeds, you know? It was kind of like that. So, yeah. I love bagel, guys. Don't forget to get your bagel toasted with butter and cream cheese because that's the only right way to do it. If you eat cold bagels, die. That was a joke. You can enjoy your food however you want. That's the point of food. I do want to know, I did go to Will's today, and if you were at Will's this morning, they were having a spring fling. I'm not sure what the fling part was because it was just food and like some music. Which I was very tired today and I wasn't expecting that. So that kind of threw me off a little bit. But I did get a cute sticker actually from there. What did they have? Okay. If you guys saw me there with my plate, no you didn't. Because I wasn't expecting there to be like a lineup of different food. Like I didn't really look down the line before I grabbed my plate. So I was just going down the line and getting everything and all of it was touching and the sausages were just spread over everything. It looked bad and it didn't taste great either. Not because everything was touching, because it wasn't so great. The quiche was okay. The sausages were dry and like dusty. That French toast tasted like eggs. The peach cobbler was the peach cobbler was good. The biscuit was good. The blueberry biscuits were good at the end. Yeah. It was a little sweet. I mean, the peach cobbler was sweet, but the biscuits were good. And, all right, guys, I really try not to talk bad on the show because that's not the kind of energy I want to spread around. Ah, I hate Wills. I can't even hide it anymore, guys. I don't want to lie to you. I don't want you guys, I don't want to give you guys a lie. I want to be honest with you. And I just do not like Wills. It's not comfortable in there. I don't like being there for long periods of time. The food is subpar. I just, sorry. And there is a secret about Wills, I will tell you. But actually, and I just lied. There's a secret about Wills I can't tell you because it's delicious. But if you know, you know. Okay. That was pretty much the most of complaining I wanted to do. I hope you guys were here for a good amount of bagel discussion. Again, Vinylthon will be happening in 30 minutes. Hopefully we'll be out of here so the next person can set up. I might end a little early today. I didn't really expect to get through all of the songs anyways because, you know, they're kind of long. Usually the songs I play are super short. But let's just get straight to it. We had our bagel discussion. We had our complaining. Hopefully you guys complained along with me. I didn't even tell you what you guys should have for dinner. Maybe have a bagel, okay? Maybe, I know it's a breakfast food and, you know, and you can't really get it, but if you have some bagels in your fridge, maybe toast them. If you have a 24-hour bagel place, I don't know, go there. I just got so absorbed in the bagel talk, we didn't get to that part, and I'm sorry. But fend for yourselves, because whatever, okay? All right, so don't crash the car yet, because I'm about to start playing music. Sorry, I really think car crashes are funny. No offense to anyone who's been in a car crash. It's horrible. But don't crash it yet. Because I'm about to play Ain't This the Life by Oingo Boingo, okay? Okay, guys? Are you excited? Because I'm excited. Please listen.
Penthouse high, our steaks are rare and our martinis dry. Folks below the circuit ain't there. Who is them? I really don't care. Try to be on the ain't this the life? Having a party on a big jet plane. I got so drunk that I could feel no pain. Hanging out in Acapulco, drinking rum and sniffing cocoa. British Sandler in the look this way. Everything's alright. Ain't this the life?
Baby, in this. away the lies. Let me see with my own eyes. Walk along the narrow way. No sword is no use when you're standing face to face.
Okay, guys. So those first three songs were Ain't This the Life by Oingo Boingo, Gate Crashing by Living in a Box, and The Lion's Mouth by Kajagoogoo. I usually talk about the songs in between here, but I did look up the name of the bagel. I was right. It's the caraway seeds that they put on a bagel. I like the rye bagel by itself. Get the caraway seeds out. Get them out. I don't want them. Anyways. I don't know why I paused, because the next song is also from Kajagoogoo. I'm just realizing this. I mean to do this. We kind of had like a reverse lineup here. We went Oingo Boingo, Living in a Box, Kajagoogoo. And we're going to have Kajagoogoo, Living in a Box, and Oingo Boingo. I don't know why I didn't put them together, but I guess I just wanted to cover all my bases. So anyways, this next song is Islands by Kajagoogoo. So please enjoy.
I walk in water, soldiers. what life's about. They don't have blood, they've got too many legs. They don't have brains in their heads. They know they rule the world someday. They bite and sting me anyway. They bite and sting and suck. They bite and sting and suck, suck, suck. They bite and sting and suck, 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 suck. They bite and sting and suck, 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 suck. They bite and sting and suck, 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 suck. They bite and sting and suck, 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 suck.
Okay, guys. It's me, your DJ, on air. So it's 7:50. I don't know who the first person for Vinylthon is going to be, but I am going to end a little early by that, like 5 minutes early, just to give a little gap in time. And this last song is going to be pretty long. So just get a little, you know? So I was really happy to talk about bagels today. I was really happy to complain about wheels today. I'm very happy that all of you guys are listening and hopefully haven't turned me off yet. Just love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back again next Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm here every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm on your DJ on air. I will be playing for Vinylthon 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. I mean 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. and also 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So please lock in for that. Okay. This is Woni 90.9. My name's An. I'm your DJ on air. Just hashtag keep it locked.
explain it once again to me. The constructs, the cosmos, the fundamental chemistry. My double redwood stored in a single seed. The energy, the entropy, the dishes in the kitchen sink.
WONY Oneonta, New York.
Hey, missing my shot. And me have to shoot that. But I will just line, she know if you move that. Pack it up your bumper too far. Girl, I claims that she bad, I know she have to prove that. Can you shake your body, body? Brace your body, body, no lazy body, body. Girl, create your body, body. Spray you with me money. Stays up on the body. Sweat, 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 sweat. Until I'm